We're learning Mesech the Sivam Mesdaf Amin Deiz Amin Deiz. The Gemara is discussing the sugya of Enes Achal Lisser. Gemara brings down a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. What if you have two brothers that marry two sisters, and one of them is Bayel, the other one's wife? So basically says, it's two Isser, it's an Isser Veshesach, it's a Vachesisha. Gemara is talking about after one of the brothers died, but there's no Yibam because she's an Achesisha, so there's no Eshesish. But there's this of Achesisach, and this of Achesisha. That's what Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Shimon said, depends which one's first, that's what the Gemara comes out. If it was Nasa Meis, the Akach Nasa Chai, so the first was an Issa Veshesach, then there was an Issa Vachesisha, so Ein Issa Chal Nisa, all she has is an Issa Veshesach, not an Issa Vachesisha. If it was Nasa Chai, Vachach Nasa Meis, so first it was an Issa Vachesisha, and then an Issa Veshesach. So all you have is Vachesisha, and Veshesach is not Chal and Vachesisha. So the Gemara here says that when the Issa Chal Nisa, there's two things. Gemara wanted to say, Rabbi Yosi is made by Issa Meisif, that you say it's Issa Chal Lisser, but not by Issa Kailu. What's Issa Meisif? The Gemara says the case of Issa Meisif is Nasa Chai Vachach Nasa Meis. First she was an Achis Isha, but she was only Asa to him. And then, right, when he married his wife, so the sister was not married at all, she was only Asa to him as Achis Isha. Then in her became the Stasif and Isser to the other brothers. She became an Eshesach to the other brothers. So that's an Isser Meisif. In her, she's the Chatichas Isser, and she's Nesar to more people on your day, the second Isser. So that's why the second Isser is an Isser Meisif. And in that case, Rabbi Yosi holds Isser Chal Isser. But at this point, the Gemara held by Isser Kailum, Rabbi Yosi does not hold Isser Chal Isser. So by Nasa Meis, Vachach Nasa Chai, at first the Meis was married her, and she became an Eshesach, and then it was Nasa Chai, so the Achesisha is not Chal on anyone that wasn't already Asa because of Eshesach. The Achesisha is only Chal on him, and he's already Asa al Eshesach. But then you have an Issa Kail, because since her other sisters are Asa to him, so that's not the same Chaticha that's Asa. Other Chatichas, or in this case, other Nashim are Asa, so the Kail, she's supposed to be Asir. But that's what the Gemara thought, that Issa Meisif, he held it, but not an Issa Kail. That's the Gemara, and we'll go into more Behemshech. Deiz Hashem. But first, we could clarify a Ketira like this. The Gemara that says, Abay Nasa Chai, V'akach Nasa Meis, so it's an Issa Meisif. Why? Because it's Meisif and Issa to the other brothers. What if there are no other brothers? Is it only when there are other brothers, so it's Meisif to the other brothers, but let's say these are the only two brothers. So the Eshesach is not being Meisif on anyone else. So is that called an Issa Meisif? Or only when there are other brothers? And the same thing by Issa Kail. When you have that since the other sisters become Asir, so she becomes Asir, Issa Kail, is it only if there are other sisters? What if you only have these two sisters? Do you say Issa Kail b'chai gavna or not? That's the Shaila. Azaykem b'klair in the Shaila. Also, would there be a difference between Issa Meisif and Issa Kail in the gay of this, like we're going to speak? See, the Ramban and the Ritva, in the beginning of Daf Lama Gimel and Aleph, hopefully we'll speak it out, a Mavur, that by Issa Kail, it's not considered Issa Kail unless there are other sisters. Because the Gemara wanted to say there that Rabbi Yosi holds of Issa Kail. Rabbi Yosi does hold of Issa Kail. At least according to Rabbi Chia. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the Rishayim asks, Taiz Susa asks it here, if Rabbi Yosi holds a Issa Kail, so how come by Eishes Ish, then Asa Chamaisei, the Chamaisei doesn't become Asa from Issa Kail, since the other relatives of her are Asa, so why doesn't the Chamaisei also become Asa of Kail for the other relatives of the wives that aren't married? So Taisa says, because it's not the same shame as Chamaisei, that's what Taisa holds. That's Chad and that Gemara. This Gemara held that even if it's not the shame, since the Ul and Issa Kreveis, so you'll say Kail, but the Gemara there holds, no, you need the same shame of Chamaisei. That's Taisa's text. But the Ramban and Tvah don't hold that way. They hold that Issa Kail could work. They hold this Mavur in the Gemara, that Issa Kail could work even if it's not the same shame. So they say in the Chinami, it's talking about she has no other relatives. The case of Eishes Ish V'nasa Chamaisei is when his wife, her mother was still alive. She was an Eishes Ish, but she was still alive. But she has no sisters or daughters or grandmothers, she has no other relatives. So in male, there is no Issachayil. Revoir that the Ramban and the Ritva hold, that you don't say Issachayil unless Bepayil, there are other Nashim that are becoming Aser, or in the case of Chatichas, there are other Chatichas that are becoming Aser. Now the Me'iri, in a later Mishnah, Naflam Gimel Medeis, we're talking about two Nashim, two brothers that were Mekanish, two sisters, and they got mixed up, Ishaski Sassel Mechuppah, and the Gemara discusses, you have an Issachayil and Issa Meisif. So there he brings a machlekes. Do you say Issachayil because there are other sisters, or even there's no other sisters? He says, if there are other sisters, then you say Issachayil. V'yeshay, meaning there's no other sisters that didn't came. He didn't say it here, but he said it there. So what a machlekes. Issachayil, when, again, and what's Issachayil? That other chatichas or other nashim became aser. Is it only when you have those chatichas in the world, or even if you don't? Potentially they would have become aser. So Al Kapanim, the Ramban and Ritva Mefurish, that you don't say Issachayil unless there is the other Nashim, but the Me'iri brings a machlekes about it. Now the Rambam, in Hilchos Shagas, Perek Dan Halacha Gimel, he's talking about Issa Meisif. Right? What would be the case of Issa Meisif? Like in our Gemara, the case is, Nasa Chai, the Akach Nasa Meis, that when the Meis married her, and it was Meisif the Isser on the other brothers, so who then is Meis of the Isser and the brother, and there was already Aser anyway on Sachis Isha. So the Rambam says the guy, the Isser Meis of, he has all sorts of cases of Isser Meis of. He says, Kol Eilu Shati Aser Zuha Erev Aleim the Isser Meis of, Tzorek Shei Nashem Echeim Mitzuyim Ba'elam, Kadei Shei Aser Aleim. When we talk to the Aser Aleim, it is of Isser Achel Azeh. They have to actually be in the world and become Aser. Avam Eidem Mitzuyim, Eid Oim Ha'el V'ilu Ha'el Azeh Bana Me'achem Ha'in Isser Aser Aleim. So the Rambam says clearly by Issa Meisif, before we talk about Issa Kail, that Issa Kail means other things become Nesir, but if not in the world, you don't say Issa Kail. And the Rambam says, talking about Issa Meisif, that means this Isha becomes Asa to other men, and those men have to be in the world. Otherwise, you don't say Issa Meisif. Thing is, in Masechtas Kedushin, the Gemara there is discussing, if let's say, the sister of a Kohen Gadol is an almana. So the Gemara says, he's not Chayim Mishum Almana. It's a sister. So anyway, you have an Issa Erva, you won't be Chayim Mishum Almana. And the Gemara says, Shaila Kaman Kerab Shimon Al Zain Issa Chal Isser. Right? Otherwise, why shouldn't the Issa Almana be Chal on the Issa Achaisai? The Gemara says an answer. But the Rambam Ritva asked over there, even the man, the Yom, and it says Issa Ischal Isser, it's only by a Kail or a Meisif or a Vasachas, but there has to be Kail or Meisif. But here, it's a sister, and then she became an almana. Who is she also when she becomes an almana? Only on the Kohen Gadol. He's the only Kohen Gadol. So where's the Issa Meisif? What's the Gemara's kasha? That when a Kohen Gadol sister becomes an almana, she's not also from Manuana, command Kira Bishim, and it's only because all the Enes Nechal Lisser. Let's say all the Issa is Chal Lisser. But where's the Meisif and where's the Kail? Almana is only also to a Kohen Gadol. So first they say a Teretz, so Teretz Yishanim says the same Teretz there. Then there could be other kind of gedolim in the world, like a kayin sha'aver, meshurach sha'aver, or meshurach melchama. There are, it could be more than one kayin gadol. Let's say you had a kayin gadol that was a substitute kayin gadol, and then he's no longer a kayin gadol, the original kayin gadol came back. We have such things as a meshurach melchama, it's also asam almana. Teretz Yishanim there says the same teretz. But then the Ritvan, the Ramban themselves say another teretz, that she's going to be asa to a kayin gadol that's going to be nisman after him. Let's say he dies or retires, and they need another Kohen Gadol, so we ask it to that. So that's an Issa Meisif. So you see, right now, according to the second Teretz of the Banner Ritva, there's no other Kohen Gadol in the world, but he's still calling it an Issa Meisif because there could become another Kohen Gadol. So it'll be also, even though right now there is no other Kohen Gadol, so right now he'll say an Issa Chal Issa, no. But the Shema Man is Chal, and she's also to another Kohen Gadol. So why don't you say the same thing here? By, let's say, Eishes Ish V'Nasach HaMaiseis. Even though right now his wife has no other relatives, but she can get other relatives. She can have another sister born to her, perhaps, if her father's still alive. Or even if her parents are no longer alive, but she can have a daughter, and that will be Bas Ishtai. She can even technically have a daughter from another man, and that will be Bas Ishtai. So why don't you say, that even though there's no Kraven now, but she can have other Kraven, right? So it seems to be a stira. There, they say that it's called an Issa Meisif for the Isser of Almana to be Chal on the Isra Chaisai, even though there's no other Kayin Gadol in the world, because there could be another Kayin Gadol. And here they say it's not Isra Kailal for the Eish Yisrish and Asa Chamaisa, because the Isha has no other relatives, but she could get other relatives. So it could be, you could be Mechalik in the Das of the Ramban and the Ritva between Isra Kailal and Isra Maisif. And I saw a bissel about this in the Rabbarin Yafin and his Agayis on the Ritva here, and Maisif Rav Kook, both here and in Dafi Gimel and the Beis. But I'm going to say over the Ritva and Kedushin that explains Issa Maisif and Issa Kailal. Ritva and Kedushin of Ayin Zayin and the Beis of Maskal Haitan and Issa Chalal Issa. He says like this, Pirish Issa Maisif, Kol Shen Naisif B'chatich Hazu Tesefes Chumra B'Issa Achan Yisif Min Arishay. That in this Chaticha there's going to become a more Chumadike Issa, the last Issa is more Chumra, it's Maisif a Chumra that wasn't there by the first Issa. Sometimes it's Meisav Echumra to the one that was Asr in the first Isser. Then another thing is Asr, another aspect is Asr, like Isser Hanah. And on this Chaticha. What's Asr to other people? So he explains, what's the Vart of Isser Meisav? It's Meisav Echaticha Zu Teisav Chumra B'Isser Achen Yisim and Arishen. Either to this person Gufa, it becomes more chama because it's an Isser Anah, or other people become Asr that weren't Asr in the first Isser. And then he says, V'yesh Isser Kail, V'hu shalaini taisa v'Isser achan shum chayme v'chatecha zu l'shumma demyesh al Isser Rishin. This chatecha did not become any more chama dika Asr because of the last Isser, because of the second Isser, more than it already was from the first Isser. El shechal Isser derech klal ha-chatecha zu imshar chatecha stehater. U'migoy d'chayev Isser, d'chal Isser ater, d'chal ha-Issura. So it's mashma two different lamdas. Issa kailal, nothing happened to this chaticha. What happened was other chatichas become asr. So that's a migui. Since this issur anyway has to be chal the second issur on the other chatichas, migui. Migui is chal on the other chatichas, is chal on this chaticha. But issa maisif, something happened in this chaticha. That an issur was chal on this chaticha, which is more encompassing, more clearly than the original one. That's called Issa Maisif. It's either as Hanah, or it as an Issa to other people. So there's a Hisafah here. But it's not a Migui. It's not Shat that the second Issa, since anyway it has to be Chal in this Chaticha, the Negei of these people, so maybe it's Chal in the Negei of that people. It's because of it, the Sefer Schumri, he says. That's how he's Magdir it. So maybe I can hear a Chilik. Issa Kail is a Migui. It has to be chal b'payil to have a migui. There has to be the issur is chal b'negei of other people. If the other people aren't payilim, it's not chal. If it's not chal, so they can't say migui. But issur maisif is that the second issur is not just the same as the first issur. It's maisif. It's a chumrah. It's a taisus chumrah. So even if it's only a potential eisafa, that's also called eisafa. So that's why they're in banan and ritva b'negei issur maisif. Even though there's no other Kayin Gadol in the world, he's the only one. But it's Maisif. There could be another Kayin Gadol. There'll be another Kayin Gadol. Mashegi Minigay Issa Kailal, it's only going to work if it's Taka Chal on the other people. Then the Kailal, you say, Migo is Chal on the people, it's Chal here. But if the other people don't exist, it doesn't work. As I came as Zagim Shat. Now the Rambam holds that even by Issa Maisif, they have to be the Bepail. So you could say that Issa Maisif is also a migui. The Gemara is also a mashmitz a migui. The Gemara says a lashin migui the taisav visel gab achin the taisav visel gab the day. So it's also a migui. So it has to be chal b'payel gab the achim. And that's good for the machlokes there. Banner is well learned. Issa Maisif is a tesefis chumrus. The male they don't have to be b'ayelim. The Rambam holds the same like Issa Kail. It's a migui. And male they have to be b'ayelim. I saw Shmuel Zofsky wants to say, no, it's not that the Ram also can learn it's just the Esophis Isser, but in order to be called the Esophis Isser, it has to be Chal B'Payil. The Rambam has it from the Gears and the Gemara and Krisis. So it's not a Ram that he said it in Svara, so you could say it that way. But Al Kopanim, if this is correct, that according to Nirvana and the Ritva, you want to be Mechalik between Issa Kail and Issa Maisif, so we have three sheetahs then, because the Rambam says, Klar, that even Issa Maisif would only work if the other brothers are Ba'ilam. If there are other brothers Ba'ilam, by Nasa Chaya Vakach Nasa Mace, and Nigoy, that the Nasa Mace makes an Ashes after the other brothers, only if there are other brothers, if there were no other brothers, so it's not an Issa Maisif. But the Ramban and the Ridva, that's saved by Almana, that's chal on the Isser HaChaisai, even though there's no other Kayin Gadol, so the Isser Maisav, they don't have to be Ba'ilam, but the Isser Kayil, it's Mavur here, that by Chamaisai, Eishas Ish and Asa Chamaisai, you'd only say Kayil if there are other relatives, so by Kayil you need that to be Ba'il. And we said over the Me'iri, brings the Yeshayimim, that even by Kayil, even if they're not Ba'ilam, you still say, because they could be Ba'ilam, they still could come Ba'ilam, they could have been Ba'ilam, you say in Isser Kayil, even when they're not Namish there, but Ba'ilam. I saw the Beis Meir, and I saw Shmuel Zevsky here, and Simon Shin, has a different teretz. A chilek between, by an almana, then you'll have an Isser, it'll be called an Isser Meisiv, even if there's no Kayin Gadol Ba'ilam, Hashenge by Suri Arayis, you wouldn't. Not sure I understand the story of the chalek, but this one I say over. A chilek between Isser Kayil and Isser Meisiv. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara in Akasha, Rabbi Yossi holds that Isser is Kayil Isser, and it's mashed both Issa Meisiv and Issa Kail, because Nasa Chai Vachach Nasa Meis, that's Issa Meisiv. But Lechai Rabbi Yossi holds it the same way by Nasa Meis Ach and Nasa Chai, when Nachis Isha was Chal and Eish Asach, and that's only in Issa Kail. So the Gemara says, so as it stood with Eish Asish and Nasa Chamaisai, and the Chamais is not Chal, it's just in Issa Kail. So the Gemara answers, Mal in the olive akasav kilas a shtayim v'nechayim v'lachas. So those Rabbi Yossi also holds on kapanim be'issa kailul. If it's not an issa meisiv, then ain't issa chal lisir. And you're not chayiv twice. But the reason why he says you're chayiv twice, it's kilu you did twice, even though you only chayiv once. And my nafkim, you know, gemurim, that they get a kvur ben yisham gemurim, that he's doing a bigger aveir than if it only would have done one issa, even though he's not chayiv twice. Now, l'chura, if Rabbi Yossi holds that Rabbi Yossi says Yechayev twice, and he means only Lekayev ben Yisham Gemurim, Lekayev Shimon that says you only Chayev once holds you don't say Malni Akasav Kiblas Shnayim and Yechayev Lekayev ben Yisham Gemurim. And as I state Mefurish in Taisus, the Maskel El Amar Rava, I'm sorry, the Maskel Ben Yisham Gemurim, the Maskel Ben Yisham Gemurim, and also the other Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rashban, the Ridvam. And there's a machlokes about this. And Yossi holds that he's kilo asish naim, and if Shimon knows it all that way. But since your son, the Dvav brings from his Rebbe that they don't argue. That the machlokes of Yossi and Shimon is by Issa Meisif, whether you chayiv shtayim or not. But both of them agree that even when ain't it's a chal lisser, it's still malani kasif kilo asish naim in a chayiv al achas, nafkimin al lakayiv ibn isham gemur. That's what the Ra'ah holds. So in other words, when Rabbi Yossi says Yechayim Shtayim, it's specifically in the case of Nasa Chayim Achak Nasa Meis, where it's an Issa Meisif. By Nissa Kailu, that there Rabbi Yossi says Yechayim Shtayim is really only Lekayiv Ben Yisham Gemurim. And Rabbi Shimon says Yechayim Achas means that Yitaka only Chayim Achas. In other words, when Rabbi Shimon says Ein Chayim Elam Yishum Eishas Ach, Rabbi Yossi is masking to that, because Rabbi Yossi holds by Issa Kailu also only Chayim Yishum Eishas Ach. And if Shimon's masking that you that there's a din of the Kayvit ben Yisham Gemurim, he just means to say that just like you mask him to me, that Benasa Meis Vakach Nasa Chai, only Chai Vachas, who did Benasa, sorry, Benasa Chai Vach Nasa Meis, who had din, I'm sorry, Benasa Meis Vakach Nasa Chai, only Chai of one, so who had din Benasa Chai Vakach Nasa Meis? Now, Kabbanim, Raven Yishayim don't go with that at all. It's a little bit dachuk in the Gemara. Yishayim is, what's the story of Samachlekis? Right? It seems a new machlekes. We have machlekes if Yechayev Shtayim Mechayev Achas. And I was saying, even if Yossi is masking, you only Chayev Achas. But if Yossi means that it's Ke'ilu Yechayev Shtayim, Nafkeminu Lekayev Ben Mishom Gemurim, and if Shimon doesn't hold that way, what's the machlekes of Yossi and Reb Shimon? So the Beis Halevi has a shtickle on it. It's in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Dalet. The shtickle starts off like this. If you have a Chayla Sheyesh B'Sakana, and he has to eat trade for meat, and there's a din, machil al eisei akal akal tchil. You have to give him what's less chomer. So let's say you have two pieces of meat. One of them has one iser, and one has two iserim, but even then you say, ein iser chal al iser. And the Minchas Chinuch also talks about it. L'chaya, very simple case. He has to eat meat, this bekuach nefesh. You don't have any kosher meat. You have trei for cow's meat, which is a iser nevela. And you have trey for pig's meat, which is two isurim, an isur chazer and isur nevela. But an avela is not chal chazer, an isur chal lisur. So, is there anything wrong? Do you have to bedavka give him the cow's meat? Or do you say anyway, Enes Lechal Nisr? So this is Nevela and this is Chazen. They're both the same. They're both the same Chaymer. So he says Lechayer Ni Gemara State. He's Marich about other Gemaras, but just when again what he says about our Gemara. So this Gemara Lechayer says clearly that you get to Averis, because that's why Kaveh Ben Hisham Gemurim. So it's also Nafki Mina Lechayer Legavei Akal Akal Tchila. That this Mina is two Averis, even the only Chayev one, and this Mina is only one Averis. Now, he says, I Rav Shimon argues. So the Chayr was Rav Shimon hold. Rav Shimon holds that Eris Chal Issa means Bechlal, it's not Chal, it doesn't exist. There is no other Issa, there's only one Issa. So Melan are both the same Chaymer. Okay, he says, but that's okay, because Rav Shimon Rav Yasi, Elohim Ker Rav Yasi. That's first of all. But then he says another Pshat, that Taisus is Mavurim, Taisus is Maslu Ben Yisham Gemurim. Taisus like this, Rav Shimon Savan, Ta'av Agav Sheish Ba'avei Rizu Shnei Yisurim, So the Mashmais of Taisus is the argument about Kvura, Hilchus Kvura. This one has two Averis, but you know, it doesn't have two Chiyuvim. Is that make it more Chomer? And the Mela, you have to be Kaivu Ben Misham Gemurim? Well, not. Hilchus Kvura is telling the Chiyuv, not in the Isser. But it's Mashman Taisus, and Shem's also masculine as an Isser. And Akalakal Tchil, the Chayyuv is telling the Isser, not necessarily in the Chiyuv. So Taisus Rosh is more Mufur, as the Beis Halevi says. Taisra says the Lashon came from Mechayev Alachada, ain't Kaivan Eisa ben Yisham Shavu Shtei Averis Bzeach Hazeh. Taisra's Mashmah is three dargas. There's a darga of only one Isser. There's a darga when you had two Averis but one Chiyuv, and there's a darga two Chiyuvim. So if Shimon holds, you can't go and take somebody that did an Averis which only has one Chiyuv, two Averis with one Chiyuv, and be Kaivan with someone that did two Averis Bzeach Hazeh. It's Mash Mekol, he's also masking that it's worse. It's just not as bad as two Chiyuvim. So that's why the Beis Halevi Tainis, that Lagabe Kal Kal Tchila, the Mais is two Averis, so the Mais is more Chomer. And he wants us to bring a right from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perakei Alachi Yad Aleph says, that someone makes a Shavuot that he won't eat Nevelos, and Shavuot is not Chal. Not Linyan Karb, not Linyan Lav. So Enes Chal, listen. But the Rambam doesn't say that it's a shua shav. If someone makes a shua that he will build a sukkah or take a lulav, that's a shua shav. Why? Because a shua is not ma'aseh of anything. You made a shua, you're not being mechayev anything more, you're chayev already. Shua can't be chal on the key in mitzvah. If you're over on the shua, you don't get any einish. So it's called a shua shav. So how come when he makes a shua the other way, not to do an avera, not to nevelos or treifus, so then we don't say it's a shua shav? The teretz is a big difference. When you make a shua to mekayim a mitzvah, it doesn't become any more of a mitzvah. When you make a shua not to do an aveira, you're being meisiv to the aveira, even though an isser chal nisser, but you're being meisiv to the aveira. It's not a chiyuv, but you're being meisiv an isser. So Mel, that's why it's not a shua shav. That's what he wants to bring a raya. But he does bring a teisin chulin, which he says, the chayr says, klein out their way. The gemara in chulin had a man the amma that gira nosh is not chal on mekudashim. If you have an animal which is hektish, it's hektish, let's say it's like a vodkachim, so it's a hektish as soon as it's created, and so the issa gira nasha can't be chal. So Taisus says that if you hold that way, so let's say it's a shlomim. So a shlomim, before you shecht it and do the zrikas adam, there's an issa kachim, and the male of the issa gira nasha is not chal. But after you zerik the dam, Taisus says, you're allowed to eat the gira nasha. Even though normally it doesn't work that way. Normally, if ain't a chal isser, but as soon as the isser is pakah for whatever reason, so the first isser, so the second isser is chal. But Taisus says, isser gira nasha can't be chal achamisa. Can't work that way. If it wasn't chal mechayim, it can't be chal achamisa. So, I'm married to Gechidish, but you see from Taisus another thing. If you're going to say that the Isser is Chal, it's an Averi of Gedanash, it's just no Chiyuv. So right that Averi will stay. Maybe you won't be able to get a Chiyuv after Misa, maybe, and maybe not. But Al-Kopanim won't be mutta to eat it. Taisus says it's mutta to eat it. So in Taisus, see, not like this you say. In Taisus, you see that Ve'enis Chal Isser means that there is no Averi Chal Chal. So how do you learn the Sugya? Ida Gemara says that Malon of Kasav Kilu Ve'Shnai Ve'Einai Ve'Lachas Nafmina L'Kaivet Ve'Mishom Gemara. So the Beis Halevi says it must be holds like this. We have the sugi Reb Chiyah Bar Kapara, and Taisus learns the maskanis of sugi is it's a machlokes. Reb Chiyah Bar Kapara hold that there is a chiyuv by Issachar and Issa Meisif. So Mamela, according to them, if you would say an Issachar Lisser, then there wouldn't be an Issa at all, even according to Rabbi Yossi. But that's a shayla of Rishayim, how to learn the sugya, but that's why he wants to learn the sugya according to Taisus, that it's a machlokes. This whole thing of Kaivim and Hisham Gemurim is Alts Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. But the Gemara later, Abchi and Merkapar, doesn't hold that way. Now, the Beis Halevi shtickle, that the Aveir is Chal, and this is what he says, according to Taisus, even according to Pshimon, the Aveir is Chal. So it's a shayla, if that's enough to Kaivim and Hisham Gemurim, right? And Memeil Lagabi, the din of Akal, Akal Tchila, you would say that this is Mochamer, the Prima Gada Musa says this. Prima Gada Musa says this. It's the Psyche Dilchas Pesach, Helashene Eista Zayin. And he says in Afkimino Lagabe, he says that you have to realize that the Aveir is Chal, and Afkimino Lagabe Kal Kal Tchila, like the Beis Halevi said, he brings another Afkimino Lagabe Surim of Atlan Zerzem. But I'll go upon him. He also brings a raya from the sugya. And also the Milchus Chinuch says it, it's a tough ayin beis, Mamish the same thing, the Lagabe Akal Akal Tchila, this is considered two Aveiris. And we also mentioned the Achiezer, Chelak Alev Simen Dalin, that explains that's the pshat in the Gemara. We said this in the previous shiur. And the reason why Kedushin is not Taifas when a Isser Erva is not Chal, let's say on an Isser Nid or an Isser Mamzer, the reason why Kedushin wouldn't be Taifas is because the Aveir is Chal, it's just the Chiv is the Chal. But Rabbi Chanan, in Kaivet Sarah, Simen Lamed Zayin, he holds, he brings from a Pirish Mishnayis to Rambam. Then he says the Pirish Mishnayis to Rambam, I mean he also brings from that Taishas that we mentioned in Chul and Daf Tzadi, that says that the Gid Anosha, if it's not Chal Mechayim, it's not Chal Achamis, and it's Mutter, he says it's not Mishmutter, so it sounds like it's Bechal Nachal, it's not an Aveir at all. But he brings also the Pirish Mishnayis to Rambam. He's discussing like this. The Gemara is Mavur, that if you cook Chalev of a Behema in Chalav, if you cook Chalev of a Behema in Chalav, we say ain isachal lisser. So the isser of basa b'chalav is not going to be chal and chalav. That's why it has to be basa b'chalav. Chalav is not going to be chal. So, in fact, the Rambam, why isn't basa b'chalav an isser meisif? Because there's an isser anah by basa b'chalav. Chalav doesn't have an isser anah. So, how come basa b'chalav can't be chal and chalav? It should be an isser meisif. So, the Rambam calls this a nekuda nifla, and he says, because the Isser Hanah by Kachim Lamashu, which is Chal on Chalev, has nothing to do with the Achila. It's not an Isser Hanah, it's Isser Me'ilah. But the Isser Hanah of Basa B'chalav is the direct result of the Isser Achila. And since the Isser Achila can't be Chal, because in Isser Chal Isser, the Isser Hanah can't be Chal. You don't go say the other way, that let the Isser Achila be Chal, it's an Isser Meisiv because it's Asav Hanah. No. The Isser Achila has to be Chal without the Isser Hanah. That's the only way it has to come before the Isser Hanah. That's the Rambam Pishnais. A Gvalda Gechidish Rambam Pishnais increases. It comes out in Chisanta Allah Alamaisa that let's say you cook Nevela in Chalav, so it won't become Asa Ba'anah. Because Ein Isser Chal Isser, the Basa B'chalav won't be able to Chal in Nevela, and Ataka won't be Asa Ba'anah. So, Rabbi Chanan is saying, since the Rambam is saying it's Mutter Ba'anah, because the Isser Achila can't be Chal Mamel, the Isser Hanah can't be Chal, if you're going to say that Aveira could be Chal, it's just you won't have a Chiv, so that Aveira for now also would be Chal. And maybe that Taka would make it an Issa Meisif. But the Rambam's before, it's B'chal not Asa Ba'anah, because it's not Nesav Ba'achila. In the Rambam state, Klar, that the Aveira is B'chal not Chal. And the same thing with the Teis with the Gan and Asha. So, the Kaivis Arya says in Chesant Dezach, because it is. He says, so what does the Gemara mean the Kaivim and Hashem Gemurim? So he says, even though the Issa was a Chal, B'chal not the Aveira, but you have the Sibas Isser. You have the cause of the Isser. The Isser actually wasn't Chal, but you have the Sibas Isser. So he says a few things about the Sibas Isser. First of all, he says like this. He says, how come, if let's say you have an Issa Erva, which is not Chal on the Issa Nidu Kadaima, why is the Kedusha not Taifas? There's no Aveir B'chal. He says, no Aveir B'chal. But the reason why Kedusha is not Taifas is because you have the Sibas Isser. And Al Derech Zeh, he says, by a Katan, the Gemara is Mavur, in the next Amid, that when someone becomes a Gadol, that's when the Issa is Chal. Before he's a Gadol, the Issa is not Chal. So the fact is, how come it's Asa to Yimachal HaKon Miyadayim? I there's no Issa. So what do you mean? It's not an Issa V'chal. The Teretz is, the Gemara is before it's not an Issa, meaning there's no Aveira, but it's a Sibas Issa. You have the Sibas for the Aveira. So that's what causes that you can't be Machal HaKon Miyadayim. Who then he says, if you have, let's say, a Katan that's a Yavam, And an erva is neifel to the katan. His brother dies, and the katan's relative, chayis achayisim imay, or achayis imay, ukedayma, is neifel to him. So you say, she's part of imay chalitza. Why? There's no issa erva by a katan. Teres is a sivis issa patas. So this is Rav Chanan's big shtick on this sugya. You know why it's a kaivim misham gemur? Not because of aveira style. The Rambam is before that it's mutter. There's no aveira. But you have the steam of that there, and that can make a lekayvim misham gemurim, and that can make, that's why there's no tefisas kedushin when you have an erva which is not chal on another issa which has tefisas kedushin, and that's what makes by a katan why it can't be meichel be a dayim, why an erva by a katan patas yim mechalisa, because of the sibas the issa. He also brings a gemara in chul and afkaf aleph that's mavur that let's say you hold it even by vas achas you say an issa chal issa. So what's the din? If it's both Yom Kippur and Shabbos, there's an Issa Karis to do Malacha on Yom Kippur and also do Malacha on Shabbos. Let's say it's both. So the Chari you get two Chataris, but let's say all the Enis Sechalis even Vasachas. So Gemara says like this. If you're Shagig on Shabbos and Amazon on Yom Kippur, you bring one Chatas for Shabbos. If you're Shagig on Yom Kippur and Amazon on Shabbos, you bring a carbon for Yom Kippur. If you're Shagig for both, you bring one carbon. What's the Shat? You don't have two Isurim, you only have one, but either one. Because you have the Sibas Issa both for Shabbos and for Yom Kippur. But I don't understand fully. First of all, if that Veir is not Chal, it's just a Sibas Issa, so why is it a bigger Ishus? Why is it the Kaiv Ben Mashalom Gemur? I'm not sure. And also, once I do find that there's a Din of the Kaiv Ben Mashalom Gemur, so now I'm clearing. Do you say, Taka, like the Beis Halevi and the Prima Gadim and the Minchas Chinuch, that there's a Din of a Kal Akal Tchila, even though that there is b'chal nachal, but al kapanim the sibas is enough to get him ben yisham gemurim, so maybe that also would be enough that you'd say akal akal tchila, and you'd have to give him the one with the one issur rather than the two issurim. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure I understand the sibas is about good enough. You see, I would say also one thing with the fashtas, that if you're going to learn that way, that the taket is no aveir b'chal, but still also sibas issa you kaivim ben yisham gemurim. So I don't see how you can have a machlekes of Beis and Reb Shimon whether there is or not a sivas iser. Of course, there's a sivas iser. You have to say that machlekes is in hilchos lekayvim and rishonim gemurim. You have a sivas iser. It's not an aveir, but I have a sivas iser. And Reb Yisrael, that's enough lekayvim and rishonim gemurim. And Reb Shimon says no. Halayis is no aveir. It's not enough lekayvim and rishonim gemurim. According to Rav Chanan, that's you're going to have to learn the machlekes of Beis and Reb Shimon.